Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Hopper Woods, Michigan. I am so excited on tonight to have for the first time on this worldwide ministry platform none other than my brother in Christ, Elder Ron McCall from Ohio, will be delivering God's word very shortly. He's going to share a testimony first, then he's also going to deliver God's word on this platform. So I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, whether you have dialed in by phone or you're listening in through social media platforms around the world, or even if you are incarcerated behind prison bars, get your Bibles, get your pens and your paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome man of God as he gets ready to share a word from the Lord with us on tonight. We always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you continue to keep my uncle Malachi Sr. in your prayers from Greensboro, North Carolina. I just got off the phone with him right before we went live on the air to check in on him to make sure he was okay. As you, those that are listeners, followers of this platform, know that on the 27th of last month, we went down to Greensboro, North Carolina to funeralize our aunt, Lily Mae King, his wife. And then 2 weeks later, the day after we buried his wife, his son, Malachi Jr., was put in the hospital. He made his heavenly transition on last Saturday. So he not only lost his wife of almost 66 years, then he turned around, now he has lost his son, Malachi Jr., who passed away on this past Saturday night in Greensboro, North Carolina. So keep my Uncle Malachi King and that entire family in your prayers. Continue to keep my Aunt Eola in your prayers. As you all know, we celebrated her husband, my Uncle Jeff's homegrown service in October, early part of October, and down in Marion, Alabama. And then also the Goree family, my cousins, the Goree family, his homegrown service, Alonzo Sr., his homegrown service was the same day on the 27th of October while we was in North Carolina funeralizing our Aunt Lily Mae King. His homegrown service was held here in Detroit, Michigan. So I'm asking you all to continue to keep my family in your prayers, not only my family, but all those that have lost loved ones, whether you know them or not, those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, continue to pray for them. We continue to pray for Israel. We continue to pray for Jerusalem. And we continue to pray for Ukraine. The Word of God said that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. So we thank God we don't have to send him anywhere. We, guess what? Because we know that he's everywhere at the same time. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come up again on tonight as your children, touching and agreeing that you are God all by yourself. You're still worthy of our praise, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. You're still worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. And we thank you that we don't have to send you anywhere because you're omnipresent, meaning you're everywhere at the same time. So we ask that you will continue to hear our prayers. Continue to comfort and strengthen all those that have believed on tonight, those names that we mentioned on the air and those that we don't even know about. But you know all about them and where they are that have lost loved ones. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Help them to continue to look to the hills from which cometh their help, for all of their help comes from you. And let them remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guest on tonight, Elder Ron McCall and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word, and not just hearers only. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to all of us, even though we don't deserve it. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. Thank you for being a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you would move by your spirit over the airways on tonight through your man of God that's going to deliver your word, going to share a testimony that's going to give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight. We pray, Lord, that there, should there be any listeners that's listening in by any means, that they would hear your word on tonight, they would open their mouths, confess their sins, and they would ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, that you will be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials in to this worldwide ministry platform, those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All of God's people said amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought, as always. Tonight it comes to a saying, and this is for all saved believers on tonight. Trust God through the process. That's short and simple. So someone needs to be encouraged by that on tonight. Someone needs to hear that. That spiritual proof of thought. Again, it says, trust God through the process. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note, I do not own the copyright to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Before we bring forth our guest on tonight, I have two short announcements that I'd like to make real fast. So if you have your pencils and your paper, if you live in the Michigan area, or even if you're outside of Michigan and you're going to be visiting Michigan anytime soon, listen, I want to share this restaurant with you all. I had the opportunity to visit them, patronize them for the first time a couple of weeks ago. And it, the restaurant is called Nicola's Restaurant. They are located at 25225 Telegraph Road. That's in Southfield, Michigan. The phone number is area code 248-355-4695. Listen, if you have never patronized them before, you need to patronize Nicola's Restaurant. It's a soul food restaurant. They don't give you a plate. They give you a platter. You eat food there, and then it'd be so much that you take food home. It is so good, and then the prices are very reasonable through the amount of food that you get. And you will go around, and you will tell somebody else about it once you've experienced them. So, again, please patronize Nicola's Restaurant. Please let them know that you heard it from this Worldwide Ministry platform. Again, the address is 225 Telegraph Road. That's in Southfield, Michigan. The area code is 248-355-4695. Also, my other announcement is if you are seeking employment in the Michigan area or if you need assistance with your unemployment registration, you want to contact Detroit at Work. They are located at 18017 East Warren. That's in Detroit, Michigan. The zip code is 48224. Once again, that's Detroit at Work. If you're seeking employment or if you need assistance registering to get your unemployment, Detroit at Work. That's 18017 East Warren Detroit, Michigan, 48224. And they are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, those are the announcements that I have for now. I am getting ready to bring forth my guest on tonight. For the first time on this worldwide platform, I'm so excited that God connected us. And he is here tonight to share a testimony and share God's word. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. Elder Ron McCall is a member of the Potter's House International Ministries located in Dayton, Ohio. And his pastor is none other than Kenneth Moss, Sr. So Elder McCall, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight. If you don't mind, would you please share with me and the listeners a testimony first?
Amen. Praise God. First of all, let me just say thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be with you on your platform and to share with the people on tonight. I am humbled to be a part of this program, but I am also thanking God for another opportunity to share with the people of God and for those listeners the word of God and let someone know that he is able to do anything but fail. And as I say that, I'll go right into my testimony, Brother Brown, that God has been good to me. Hallelujah. He's been good to me. We have known each other for over 30 years. And let me tell you, sir, he has been a hand of protection. He has been a healer. He has been a deliverer. He has been a mind regulator since the time you met me up until this very moment. He has been very gracious unto me to allow me to be able to be a voice to speak his word to people that do not know him and to encourage those that are believers. And I'm grateful for that. You know, I, once again, just want to share with someone, I don't know who might be listening tonight. I'm speaking from experience that he has healed my body. He has raised me up off my sick bed. He has been a deliverer. He has been the one that when I thought I wanted to give up, I wanted to throw in the towel and just go somewhere and hide and just not do this anymore, he's been the one that spoke peace to my mind. And to let me know that he was with me. So my testimony tonight is that he can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. If you would only trust him, believe in his word, and by faith, I declare you, he will do it for you on tonight. Bless you.
Amen. Yes, Lord. You know what? Thank you for sharing that testimony. You know what? Because someone needed to hear that. Because I believe that someone else was about to throw in the towel. They were about to give up on God. So that's why I always ask my first-time guest on this platform to share a testimony first. Because God said he would share his glory with no one. He would never share his glory with anyone. So that's why it's important that we do share our testimonies. Because just like you felt like throwing in the towel, I'm sure that someone else may be listening on tonight may have felt like the same way, like throwing in the towel. But you have let them know that with God, all things are possible. And so
yes,
I thank you for sharing and let them know to be encouraged on tonight Because just like God spared you and spared your life for such a time as this, he has no respect to a person. He's going to do the same thing for someone else, even though on tonight, that felt like throwing up their hands and throwing in the towel and giving up on God. So thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight with me and the listeners. And we know that God is glorified through that testimony, and the devil is more horrified.
Hallelujah.
Listen, before you bring forth the word, I want to say to the listeners, yes, Elder Ron McCall and I, we've been knowing each other over 30-some years. We more or less really came to know each other in Christ as members of the St. James Missionary Baptist Church on Mount Elliott and Pulford on the east side of Detroit, where the late Reverend Charles A. Jr. was the pastor and shepherd. And Brother Jimmy Dowell was our choir director, and Daryl Houston and Sidney Holmes was our musician, and Stephanie Cofield.
Yes,
they all gone on to be with the Lord. But we thank God for the connection.
Yes,
also, Minister Rita Glover and so many others that I could call by name that have gone on to be with the Lord. But I just thank God, Sister Mary Abraham, so many others. But we just thank God for the connection that he and I connected again at the homegrown service of Sister Mary Abraham. So I just thank God for the connection. We're getting ready to go to our music break, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to be ready to receive the word from the Lord through this man of God, this awesome man of God, my brother in Christ, Elder Ron McCall. So once again, I pray and hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. And you all may have an idea of what song I'm going to play. And because of what my family is going through, not only my family but others, those over in Ukraine and Israel and Jerusalem, and that's going through wars and rumors of wars that they did not cause, but they're being provoked by the enemy, we're going to pray through it all. God is still worthy to be praised. Total praise. Enjoy. Yes. God deserves our total praise, no matter what we're going through. Listen, before I bring forth my guest on tonight with the word, I want to give a shout-out real quick to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and also my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Harper Woods, Michigan. So listeners, as I always do, please remember that I will be opening up the phone lines after Elder Ron McCall has completed the message for tonight. I will be opening up the phone lines for those of you that may have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so following the message on tonight. Elder Ron McCall, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Bless you, sir. Once again, it is an honor and a privilege to be on this platform on tonight. We want to just give honor is due in the same fashion and respect to those who have spiritual rulership over you. I want to give a shout out to my presiding bishop, Bishop Mark C. McGuire, Senior. Amen. And to my pastor, Pastor Kenneth Moss, Sr., and where I reside at, as one of the elders of the Potter's House Dayton International Ministries in Dayton, Ohio. Amen. We give glory to God for that opportunity. And we'll dive right in on tonight. Amen. I believe tonight that this word will be encouragement to one. I come as a cheerleader, as someone on the sideline pushing you tonight, encouraging you and prayerfully, this will help you, whatever it is that you might be going through or dealing with, that this might help you and let you know that God has not forgotten you. Hallelujah. So let's dive right in. We'll be coming out of Exodus, the 14th chapter, starting at the 21st verse, and we'll read up to the 31st verse. This will be our focal pericope for tonight, and then when we get done with that, we'll go right into Mark, the 9th chapter, the 23rd verse. Once again, that's Exodus, the 14th chapter, starting at the 21st verse. Familiar passage of scripture. We're dealing here with Moses at the beginning at the Red Sea. And verse 21 reads like this: "And Moses stretched forth out his hand over the Red Sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea to dry land, and the waters were divided." Verse 22, "And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were walls unto them on the right and on the left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of the fire and through the clouds, and troubled the host of the Egyptians." Verse 25, "And took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, 'Let us flee from this face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians.' And the Lord said unto Moses, 'Stretch out thy hand over the sea, and the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen.'" Verse 27, "And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea." Verse 28, "And the waters returned, covered the chariots and the horsemen and all of the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remaineth not so much as one of them." Amen. We'll stop right there, verse 28 for now. Just want to help somebody out here. We're going to go right to verse Mark 9, the 23rd chapter, that it reads, "Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All things are possible to him that believes. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know about you tonight, but just looking around at the news and just hitting your personal places, it could look real dim for some of us, as Brother Brown has already alluded to, that with the wars going on in Ukraine and the wars going on in Israel, it looks real dim for some people. But I come to just be an encouragement tonight that Jesus is still in control. Hallelujah. He still has all power in his name. Hallelujah. And he's still performing miracles. Hallelujah. So tonight, whomever that might be dealing with their own personal war in their own minds and their own bodies and their own finances, I come tonight to offer you Jesus. If you don't know him, and if you do know him, I refer to you to Jesus tonight. Look to him who is the author and the finisher of your faith on tonight. You can call on him right now. The Bible declares that he's near. His word declares that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And I believe that on tonight, as I already said in my testimony, there's been times and situations where things didn't look good. I was laying on the sick bed and looking up at the ceiling and tears running down my face, and I had to call on the name of Jesus. I had to do like David did. I had to encourage myself in the Lord. And tonight, I just urge whomever it is, wherever you are, whatever you might be going through, whatever you might be dealing with on tonight, to just look to Jesus and call on him while he is yet near. Hallelujah. He will come to your rescue. Just go on ahead and lift your hands up like the text said. Lift your hands up and allow him to fix it on your behalf. If you could just give it to him, I declare that he will fix it on tonight. I just want to encourage somebody. Proverbs 3, 5, and 7 says it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says this: trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Excuse me. So, for the person that might be feeling a little pressure right now, don't look to your own opinion, but trust God's opinion about the situation. To that person that might be in a hard place, just lift your hands up and begin to surrender it to God tonight. Hallelujah. God has your attention now. God has you in a place where you can't look to the left and you can't look to the right. All you can do is look up and say, Lord, I need you. Which reminds me, some of y'all are old enough to remember the song. The song said, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. Hallelujah. I come to thee. That's what we have to do when we get in these tight spots, when we get in these uncomfortable spots, when we get in these places that don't feel right. Don't focus on the problem. My bishop told me, whatever you focus on gets bigger. So tonight, don't focus on the problem. Focus on Jesus. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's bigger than your problem. Hallelujah. You can depend on him to come to your rescue tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know that you might be tired. I know that you might be tired of fighting. You might be overwhelmed. So give it to him. Yolanda Adams told us years ago in this song, the battle's not ours anyway. It belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So don't be confused about what you're going through. Understand and know that God is still in control. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29 and 11 helps me understand this just a little bit better. Verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. What you see right now is not your end. Hallelujah. If you was on the chat line right now, you would just put that in there to encourage somebody else. What you see right now is not the end. God has something better for you. The word says he has thoughts of peace. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but he wants to bring you peace. Peace like no one else can. Peace peace that surpasses all your understanding on tonight. Peace that will allow you to lay your head down on your pillow tonight, hallelujah, and have sweet dreams on tonight. He wants to give you peace, hallelujah, that even while you're in the midst of your fire, hallelujah, you can say to your Pharaoh, you can say to the king on tonight, even if he don't do it, hallelujah, he is able, hallelujah. You can encourage yourself on tonight knowing that he is on your side. Hallelujah. So that brings us to this point. Yeah, it looks dim. It looks rough. It's tight. It's uncomfortable. We're in the fourth quarter right now. Hallelujah. We digging in. It's very important that we pay attention to details right now because the enemy is loose. He's loose. So we need to really, really tap in and really pay attention to what God is not just saying, but what is he saying to the church? Hallelujah. So my first point is trust the process. Hallelujah. Don't get lazy. Don't get comfortable where you are, but trust the process. Always putting yourself in a posture where you can not only hear God, but you can see the enemy. Hallelujah. I remember when I was young in ministry, I was taught that the warriors, when they would always pray, but they would keep their eyes open, hallelujah, when they prayed, so that they could see where the enemy was coming from. And some of y'all need to become lap dogs. You need to be able to eat and be able to drink and be able to get what you need in the natural, but you also need to be able to do it in the spirit. You need to be paying attention to the enemy's attack on tonight. Hallelujah. Because he's not playing fair. The devil don't play fair. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad in John 10 and 10, the word declares this. John 10, 10 and 11 says this. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I am God. I am good, the good shepherd. I come that you might have life and have that more abundantly. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to receive that what the Lord has for me, that abundant life, that life, that better life. Hallelujah. I know what it feels like to go through something, but I'm ready to receive my promises on tonight. I'm ready to receive all the things that God has for me. Hallelujah. So with that, I can declare on tonight and believe his word, where it tells me in Hebrews 13 and 8, Brother Brown, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. That you can trust him. That you can count on him every time. Hallelujah. You can count on him to come to your rescue. You can count on him to be there when you need him. You know, sometimes we can call our friends and we can call our families and loved ones, and they might not be able to come to our aid and come to our rescue. But I've never called on Jesus. Not one time he's not come to see about me. You can call him on tonight, and he will come to your rescue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank him for always being there with us. And to that person that may say, well, I prayed about it, Elder Ron, and I called about it, and it still hasn't happened yet. See, what you need to understand is God's timing is not our timing. Hallelujah. But what we must do is wait and believe and trust when we pray the first time that he's already did it. You got to believe with the grain of a mustard seed. You got to have, that's all it takes. You got to have just that much faith to believe that he's going to do it on your behalf on tonight. Hallelujah. The songwriter wrote these words here. You might remember this song here, Brother Brown. Brother Brown, Michael McKay wrote these words. We had a couple of different choirs that kind of recorded it back in the day. Dr. Charles Hayes and Cosmopolitan Church in the Florida Mass Park wrote it, sung it, and it says, all in his hands. I put it all in his hands. All in his hands. I put it all in his hands. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to put it in his hands on tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah. You need to give it. You need to go on and surrender it tonight. Hallelujah. Just go on and lift your hands up wherever you might be tonight and just surrender it as an act of surrendering, knowing that it's not yours anymore. It now belongs to him. Hallelujah. And he's going to work it out on your behalf. The third verse says it like this. This and that, I put it all in his hands. Whatever it may be on tonight, whatever you might be dealing with, put it all in his hands. He can handle it. It's a fact. I put it all in his hands.
Sir.
No matter how great or small, he's the master of it all. I put it all in his hands. I dare you tonight to just believe by faith on tonight. Give it to him. By faith tonight, give it to him and watch. Watch and see, won't he work it on you? Matter of fact, the word declares, he says, try me and see, won't I prove it? I dare you tonight to try God and see, won't he prove it on your behalf? Hallelujah. So if you're willing on tonight to move out your comfort zone, if you're willing on tonight to just trust God that much and to believe that he can do it for you, hallelujah, I declare he'll come and work it out on your behalf. So what are we trying to fix tonight? What has you weighted down? What do you feel, or why do you feel like you're walking blind tonight? Well, just, why? Is it because you have not relinquished it? Is it because you're afraid of what it's going to be like to be free, to get peace? If that's you on tonight, try him tonight. Don't panic. Because help is on the way. Hallelujah. He came tonight. He's coming tonight to your aid, to your rescue. Hallelujah. Just like verse 26 said, and the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hands over the sea. Wherever you are tonight, I beg you to stretch forth your hands like there's a sea in front of you and like the army is behind you, like the Egyptians are behind you in his chariots and his horsemen, and that they're coming to kill you. It's coming to kill you. But believe what the word of God has said. Stretch forth your hands. Hallelujah. So that you might walk over on dry land. Hallelujah. Believe it on tonight, which brings me to my second point. You got to give it to Jesus. This battle was not even meant for you to fight. Hallelujah. You got to give it to him. You got to know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask and think on tonight. You got to believe that it's already done. You got to believe with faith. You got that, what you said, the Bible tells me that life is in power of the tongue. We can speak life or you can speak death. And I believe that my words mean something. Hallelujah. I believe that I am the head on tonight and not the tail. I believe that I am an overcomer. Hallelujah. I believe that I'm not defeated, but God has raised me up, hallelujah, above my enemy, and now I have them under my feet. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So now when I look at my situation, when I look at it, I see change. I don't see what I saw before. Now when I go to the doctor, we don't see what we saw the first time. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is awesome. Why? Because God has all power. Why? Because God could do anything but fail. Hallelujah. I dare you tonight to believe Jesus and give it to him tonight. He will make everything all right. Hallelujah. You got to believe like the woman with the issue of blood on tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, you may have been going through this thing for a long time. Yes, you may have been to your last point. Hallelujah. Well, you just feel like if this don't happen, nothing else will. Hallelujah. And that's a good place to be in, because that's when he comes and he begins to show the world, hallelujah, that he is God. He is the big-breasted one. Hallelujah. That he is the all-knowing God. Hallelujah. He comes to show out and to prove himself right when other people begin to say that you are defeated. Hallelujah. So I can stand tonight and say, I got the victory. I got the victory. Why? Because God is over my situation. Let's go back to this text on tonight as we begin to build this up. It says, and it came to pass at that morning of the watch, the Lord looked over to the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of the fire and of the clouds and the trouble, the host of the Egyptians. And they took off their chariot wheels that they drive them heavily. And they were going so fast that the wheels began to fall off as they was following the Egyptians. As the Egyptians was following Israel. And they said, so look, and then when they looked at it, they was like, let us flee from this face of Israel, for the Lord is fighting for them. They began to see that the walls had come up and that the Lord was allowing them to move some dry land and get over on the other side of the sea. So I come to tell somebody tonight that whatever it was that was bothering you before you got on this phone tonight, hallelujah, the enemy is recognizing that you're moving over to the other side, hallelujah, and that they're not going to be able to keep on bothering you on tonight, hallelujah. By faith on tonight, hallelujah, we speak it through the airways on tonight, and we declare on tonight that somebody's situation has turned around already in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Yeah. So it looks like things are getting worse. Know that God is working it out for you on tonight. Hallelujah. That's a good place to clap your hands wherever you're at. That's a good place to begin to rejoice, to know that God has worked it out for you. Hallelujah. Know that the devil will never catch God off guard. Hallelujah.
I mean, that's right.
Let me say that again for somebody that may have missed it. Know that the devil will never catch God off guard. Hallelujah. He knows the beginning from the end. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we need to recognize that God allows things to happen to see if we're going to come back to him. Hallelujah. Or to bring us back to him.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
I don't know where you might be in that tonight. Hallelujah. If he's trying to bring you back or if he's trying to get you to trust him with the situation. But whatever it is, know that the devil has not caught God off guard. Hallelujah. But you need to stay focused. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know that God is bigger. We sing that song right now. My God is bigger. My God is stronger. Our God is higher than any other. He's that kind of God on tonight. That's the kind of God we serve tonight, a big God. He is so big. Hallelujah. You can't go over him. Hallelujah. He's so wide, you can't go around him. Hallelujah. But you got to come face to face with him and begin to put yourself in a posture that he can bless you. Hallelujah. Surrender it to him tonight. That the old hymn says, I surrender all. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I'm reminded of the hymn. I'm reminded of that hymn on tonight. I surrender all. Hallelujah. All to Jesus. I surrender. Hallelujah. I surrender all. Hallelujah. Whoever that is tonight that's fighting, you don't want to let it go. Let it go tonight. Hallelujah. Because the moment you let it go, hallelujah, you can raise your hand in victory knowing that the enemy has to let you go because now Jesus is in control of the situation. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I shared with you earlier that he can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Which brings me to my third point. You got to begin to claim victory. Hallelujah. You got to be able to claim victory even before you see it. Hallelujah. You got to know that God has it in control. You got to begin to believe with a blind faith. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. You got to have faith and claim victory in your situation when you can't see your way out of it.
Yes,
hallelujah. Well. You got to know that he is able, hallelujah, to do just what he said he would do.
Well,
hallelujah.
Right.
We glorify him tonight because there's so many people that could testify tonight that if it had not been for Jesus on our tonight, hallelujah. We don't know where we would be, hallelujah. I remember Andre Rude singing that song, I'll be like a ship. Without a sail, hallelujah. Without a sail, just Paul. and driven on the sea of time. I'll be just drowned right there in my situation. As I testified earlier, just years as a young man, dealing, and I hear you, Brother Brown, and I'm praying for you in the spirit even now as this word is going forth. I know it's a difficult time during the holidays and losing loved ones, and my heart goes out to those that are dealing with loved ones being gone, that in these wars, and when my heart goes out, but I believe that God will be a comforter even in these times. He could be a mother to the motherless, the father to the fatherless. He can feel that void that we can't. Hallelujah. Begin to claim your victory, friends. For those that are listening on tonight, whatever it is, begin to know that he can do it for you. Hallelujah. So as the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were like walls unto them on the right and on the left side of them, the Egyptians pursued them. And they went after them in the midst of the sea, and even Pharaoh's horses and the chariots. Hallelujah. And you got to know on tonight, hallelujah, that even when the enemy is persistent after you, you still got to have in your spirit a praise of victory.
Yeah,
that God is still going to do it for you. Hallelujah. Psalms 27:1 says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen thy heart. Hallelujah. Even when your heart is heavy, you got to begin to just wait on the Lord to come and work it out for you. Hallelujah. 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 In my closing here, I want to just share with somebody that God can do anything but fail.
Yes, yes,
with God,
can.
All things are possible. Without God, you can do nothing. You can do nothing.
That's right.
So, yes. You may have been in a tight spot, but know that God is bringing you out. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. You know, the word says, how long will we continue to go around this same mountain? Hallelujah. It's time to believe God and know that you're about to move on forward. You're about to go to the next level. You don't have to stay in that same place any longer. It's a new day. It's a new opportunity for you. Hallelujah. In God. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28 says this, and we know that all things work together for the
all
good,
things.
Or for good, to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. I believe that on tonight, God is working something out for good. Hallelujah. On your behalf on tonight. That whatever it was that you were dealing with before you got on this call tonight, that God has worked it out simply because you are trusting in him. Hallelujah. Don't panic. Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged. Know that God has worked it out for you. Help is on the way. Hallelujah. Somebody should just shout that out wherever you might be. Help is on the way. Hallelujah. Jesus is here. The healer has come on tonight. Hallelujah. The comforter has come on tonight. Hallelujah. The mind regulator has showed up on tonight on your behalf. Hallelujah. We pray that tonight, hallelujah, you will not leave off this line the same way that you came on. Hallelujah. But by faith on tonight, something has turned around. Something has been made brand new. Hallelujah. The weight has been lifted. Hallelujah. We thank God for his mighty right hand. Hallelujah, that comes to kill and save and deliver those that are oppressed and that are cast out. And on tonight we believe his word, hallelujah, that he has done a new thing, hallelujah.
A new thing.
That, hallelujah, that he's given you brand new mercies, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad for his word on tonight. Hallelujah. The Bible says he gives us brand new mercies. Hallelujah. Every day. Bringing us on today. Hallelujah. We declare that his mercy is new in your life on tonight. Hallelujah. And by his mercy and his grace, hallelujah, he has graced you tonight. Hallelujah. With healing. Hallelujah. With peace. Hallelujah, that he's touched your bodies, your minds, your finances, hallelujah, that your family members, hallelujah, their lives will never be the same. Why? Because you have touched the hem of his garment by faith on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You got to know that he has all power in his hands. Hallelujah. So tonight, we just declare and we say it out loud. Don't panic. Help is on the way. Hallelujah. Just like he helped the children of Israel at the Red Sea in this text on tonight. Just like he came to their rescue. Hallelujah. Just like he used Moses. He's speaking to someone tonight. He's giving you instructions on tonight. Hallelujah. How to get away from your enemy. Hallelujah. How to escape them and to go over on dry land on tonight. Whomever I'm talking to, lift your hands in front of the thing that seems impossible. Hallelujah. And believe that the thing that's behind you that's trying to kill you, that God is going to take it out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We bless his name for that on tonight. We just pray that on tonight, hallelujah, that you have been encouraged through this word on tonight. Hallelujah. That things are not the same way that they were. Hallelujah. But on tonight, God has come to let you know your enemy has been taken out, hallelujah, and you can go forward to the promised land, hallelujah, knowing that God has made a way out of no way, hallelujah. You can believe on tonight that he is the ultimate way maker on tonight, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is good, and he is no shorter of his word on tonight. We thank God for what our ears have heard, hallelujah, what our hearts have felt, and we pray on tonight that this word has been a blessing to you and that on tonight that you will never be the same again, but that you have became better simply because you were in the presence of the Holy Ghost and you have received the living word on tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Yeah.
God keep you. It's my prayer for you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Elder Ron McCall. Thank you for that powerful word on tonight. A much-needed word for such a time that we are living in on tonight. Someone has been blessed and encouraged by this word. I know I was. But I know that the listeners are always encouraged by God's word over this worldwide platform. And that's why I'm so grateful for this platform, because I know that it's not about me. It's not about the guests. It's all about God's word going forth. May God be glorified through this worldwide platform. It's a ministry. It's not a radio show. It's a ministry that God is being glorified through it. So thank you again, Elder Ron McCall, for taking time out of your busy schedule. And as the Lord say so, I will look forward to having you come back on again at a later date so we can have you come back on and share another word that the Lord has given you to share with his people. Before I open up the phone lines, which I'm getting ready to do right now, someone has been keep asking me about Evangelist Biddy Newborn. She is the administrative assistant to Pastor Shirley Caesar out of Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. As you all know, that she was my scheduled guest about 2 weeks ago, but she had to be at another event with Pastor Shirley Caesar and the Kenton Spirituals, the gospel singing group, Kenton Spirituals, and others. So she was not able to be on this platform to deliver God's word, but we're going to reschedule her for a different date. It'll be hopefully the beginning of the new year. We will reschedule again the administrative assistant to Pastor Shirley Caesar, Evangelist Biddy Newborn, to come forth and share God's word on this platform. So right now, if you was blessed by this awesome man of God, my brother in Christ, if you enjoyed his testimony or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, the phone lines are open. If you want to speak to Elder McCall, the phone lines are open. Now, if you were blessed by the word, please let us know. The phone lines are open. Anyone?
Well, yes, I thank the Lord for the word, and thank God for him the word all the time. And I enjoyed the word tonight and just keep on preaching. And I'm going to keep on listening. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Essie, Essie Pitts from Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank you so much. Anyone else?
Yes, I was blessed by the word tonight. And just keep on keeping on. And please, please, Lord, keep my family in your prayers.
Amen. And Sister Mary Ann King, know that we are definitely keeping you in your in our prayers as well, you as well as Aunt Essie Church, both from Greensboro, North Carolina. Know that we love you, and we are definitely praying for both of you. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What a powerful word. What a word of confirmation that God has really answered my prayers. He has really just spoken this word through this powerful man of God. And I just want to encourage you and Brother Brown to keep on doing what you're doing, because what you're doing in the vineyard, you're saving souls. Not only are you saving souls, but you're changing the atmosphere around you. So I just want you all to know that blessing on top of blessing, favor on top of favor, I speak that over your lives. And I thank God for this word.
Amen. Thank you so much. That's Sister Carol Doss, Elder McCall. That's one of my faithful members at my church, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, one of our faithful members, Sister Carol Doss, that was speaking to you just now. And also we had Mother Essie Pitt from Greensboro, North Carolina, and also my cousin Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina, speaking to you on tonight, Elder McCall. We thank God for each and one of you. Know that we are always praying for all of our listeners. I had a text message that came in to me from Sister Gwen Walker. She's a faithful member of the historic St. James Baptist Church on Evergreen. She texted me earlier today that she's real busy with the church. She's one of the I think one of the trustees, and then she's also working with the kitchen committee at historic St. James Baptist Church, where Pastor Ron Todd Sr. is the pastor there. She texted us and let us know that she was not going to be on the air tonight. She is one of our faithful listeners, because I know that in her spare time she will go back and she will pull up the tonight broadcast and she will listen to it, Elder McCall. And trust me, she's going to give me a call and let me know how she was blessed by this word on tonight. So thank you so much, Elder Ron, for taking time out of your busy schedule. Is there anything else you'd like to say to my listeners before we release you for tonight?
Amen. Bless you all, those that were able to get on the line to give words of encouragement and just to say how much he's blessed. We give all glory and honor to God for the word, and we pray that your life and your ministry and your family might be blessed by this word. And I don't know how much time we got, but if I could just want to offer a Christ to someone that might be listening on tonight. I don't know how much time we have left, but
go ahead.
Okay. Amen. Whoever you are, whoever you may be that might be listening that do not know Christ, Romans, at the 10th chapter, it says that you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that he was hung on the cross, that he was buried and that he rose again. And as you can believe that, the Bible declares that you can be saved on tonight. So tonight, we just pray that you would accept the Lord Jesus in your heart on tonight, and that you would believe him to not just be Lord and Savior, but you would sincerely confess him as Lord and forgive your sins, and that you might begin to walk this walk. We pray tonight, Lord, that they have heard this word, Lord, that they have heard the invitation, and that they have received you on tonight, oh God. We pray wherever they might be listening, oh God, Lord, that they might sincerely search after you, search the scriptures, oh God, and to know that you are the living God. Hallelujah. We bless you in advance for the victories already won. For those that have strayed away and struggling to come back, believe the word of the Lord on tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That he is the only way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. And without him, you can do nothing. But with him, all things are possible. We bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you again, Brother Brown, for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly. And yes, sir, you just let me know when you would like for me to come back on and we'll get our schedules accordingly so that I might be able to share God's word once again.
Amen. Thank you so much in advance. I'm looking forward to it. Yes, listen, we want to continue to pray for our pastors. They need our prayers because we know when the enemy comes into our midst of a church setting, guess who they're coming after first? They're coming after the strong man. They're coming after the man or woman of God that God has placed over that ministry. So we need to be praying for our pastors and our world leaders. Keep them lifted up in prayer. They need our prayers. So we want to be praying for our churches that they will be, and the followers up under these different ministries, that as God gives the man or woman of God different visions for the church, that the members will follow the visions that God has given to his man or woman of God that he placed over these different ministries, because we know that it's not about them. It's all about God being glorified and that souls are being saved, backsliders are coming back to the fold, and that the body of Christ is being built up and strengthened and edified through God's word. That's what it's all about. And I am so grateful that this ministry platform is not only worldwide now, but it's now going to the prisons all over the United States. And I do get feedback from some of the prisoners on my Facebook page. They are listening. Some of them are being saved and blessed and helped by the word. So we know that our labor on this worldwide platform is not in vain. We know that the enemy is more horrified, but guess what? We thank God that he's glorified. So in the name of Jesus, we're going to close out on that note. Again, Elder McCall, thank you so much, and I will be in touch with you at a later date. So until the next time, continue to be blessed by the Lord. Know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Until the next time, good night.